Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do Friday, and let's start off with a development. I don't know. You want to hit the thingamabob or no? You can hit the thingamabob if you want. Or I can just tell everybody.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Brock Purdy is out officially for the game on Sunday between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Mac Jones is on the injury report as well, officially listed as questionable. So there's your quarterback situation for the 49ers going in to the late window national game at 1:25. Niners and Bucks, both 4-1. And Brock is out. Mac is questionable. And let's also add Ricky Pearsall is officially out for the game on Sunday.
And I wonder if all of this came from the flight manifest as they got on the plane and you start to look at, all right, who's in 12A? Is Ricky there? No?
No.
All right, he's out. How about 8B? Brock?
Go on.
No? And, you know, like when you get on the plane sometimes and they're like, would the passenger, Jim Smith, please raise his hand in 23B? Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Hit your call sign button if you are so-and-so, and nobody does. It's like, oh, well, he's out. And I would imagine they're not going to fly at this point. Like, why would you fly Brock Purdy if he's out?
I don't know. I don't know if they'll be at the game.
Well, they didn't fly to L.A. Like, Brock didn't fly to L.A. for that game. He stays.
Yeah, probably. Probably, yeah. Why would you do that? I don't know. Oh, and Juwan Jennings is listed as questionable. He practiced again today. That one feels a little bit better than not, but he's also questionable. So the Tampa Bay Bucs have their own problems. Chris Godwin was announced today as out, although he's been out for the majority of the last year and a half. But he's been back in for the last two games.
Yep.
He's out. We know Mike Evans is out. Bucky Irving is out. So
how about Cade Otton?
Cade Otton's in.
Yeah, boy.
Cade's
in. Let's go.
And Tampa has something that the 49ers don't, which is their starting quarterback. So he will play, and he's leading the MVP race probably right now in the minds of many. But there's no question about it. These two teams, for me, for my money, these have been the two most impressive starts of anybody in the NFL because they're both 4-1, and nobody has had their best pitch yet. Nobody's been fully healthy, and largely both of them have been trailing in the fourth quarter of most of their football games, yet they're both 4-1. So bravo to both of them. They're tough. They show fight. They've got moxie. They're being well coached. And so let's see them go head to head, even though both of them will be limping to get there.
Yeah, and we could talk a little bit more about who's been luckier. And you know, I don't love the word luck as it pertains to when you play football and you actually win a game in clutch moments. But I do think we can look at these two 4-1 teams and we can examine their wins and even their losses. And we can look at, you know, who's been more lucky, and maybe luck's not the word because, you know, I don't like it. But if you look at Tampa Bay and they're 4-1, they got a semi-gift when Younghoe Koo, no longer employed, missed a field goal. And the Niners had a throw up for grabs that their guy went up and got. You had a pass breakup. You had a forced fumble. Each of these teams, I do think, is a mirror image of the other one as far as, like, fortuitous late-game victories.
In different ways,
yeah.
Yeah, like, the Tampa's done it with a heroic quarterback on a two-minute drill. The 49ers have done it in a multitude of ways, right? They've done it with Alfred Collins punching out a ball. They've done it with a fourth-down stop. Brock Purdy took them on a game-winning drive, but fluttered his touchdown pass into the air, seemingly headed for nowhere, but it ended up in the arms of Jake Tonjes. Mac Jones did have a nice drive against Arizona, put them in field goal range, so that one, I'm sure, felt really good. And, you know, like, I mean, the New Orleans one, they just won that football game. They played from ahead on that one. So, I don't know, like, the way the heroics of it seem to be a little bit different, but you're right from the general sense of heroics, fourth quarter heroics. And that says something about these teams. I don't know if either of these teams are the best teams. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
I'd favor the Lions right now if they're playing either one of these teams.
Right. And even, but, I mean, the Packers at 2-1-1 are interesting.
Yeah,
and
they're a good team.
You know, Washington, now that they have their quarterback back, I do think that the NFC is fairly wide open. And I'm thinking about Tampa and their win over Seattle, where it's 2nd and 1. Seattle's on their own 32, and Darnold throws an interception. And so now Tampa gets the ball, and all right, thank you. And we go boop, boop, boop. Use your timeouts. We kick a field goal, 39 yards. We win. And before that, one of their earlier games, they got a big-time PI that went their way. Younghoe Koo missed a kick. So each of these teams has benefited from either mistakes by the other team, big plays by them, or just dumb luck.
Yeah, fortuitous.
Yep.
No, question about it. But you know what? Sports needs that. Sports needs that. I don't know why this is the one that just popped into my head. And Kawhi Leonard, the year that Toronto beat Golden State, was it that year, I believe, that in an earlier Eastern Conference round, it was like a walk-off series-ending game-winning shot from the corner that boinked up on the rim and went straight up in the air and boink, boink, and
that
then went in.
That sounds right, yeah.
Was that right, Grandy? Was that the same year?
Yeah, that was 2019.
Yeah, okay. Like, I mean,
it was like a triple boinker.
I remember Tiger Woods one time heading into the Masters in the middle of his highest run. And they're like, what do you need this week to win? And he's like, breaks. I need breaks. You know what I mean? Sometimes you hit the ball in the tree and pops off the tree and goes in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's part of sports. The Niners got a lot of poor luck last year. The Niners are having a lot of good luck so far this year. It leads to this question, at least to start things off. 888-957-9570 is the number. We would really love, Niner fans, let's line this up and let's do this. And let's really talk out where you're at on the quarterback position, especially now with the firm news that Brock is out. Mac is questionable. The Niners have been clear about their plan. They're planning to play Mac. They want to be open for if something goes wrong here in the next 48 hours. But Mac Jones is going to start, and Brock Purdy is out. Okay, so with that information in your hip pocket, let's do what we can to prevent Christmas hypotheticals or even Thanksgiving hypotheticals. That's way down the road. But if Mac Jones wins this game, just this game, and they go 5-1, do you automatically and unequivocally want him to get Sunday Night Football next week against the Atlanta Falcons? How would you answer that? 888-957-9570. How would you answer that?
If they win and they get to 5-1?
If they win this weekend, do you 100%, without a shadow of a doubt, want Mac Jones to start Sunday Night Football, Atlanta Falcons, Levi's Stadium, October 19th?
Absolutely. And it's not only, you know, the fact that you win, but even if he wins in an ugly fashion, you get to 5-1, and now you're building up so much time and space to where you get into what I think is the real part of the conversation, which is if you get to urgency and importance, then you look at it and you think, okay, man, we absolutely need to win this game to make the playoffs. Maybe you go to a more limited Brock Purdy than you do Mac Jones. If you think Brock is better, then yeah, that decision becomes tougher. If you're 5-1 and you're stacking wins and you've got all of this built up house money or equity, whatever you want to call it, then yeah, if you believe that Brock is better, they do, you do, I do, whoever else does, doesn't really matter. They do is the most important thing. So if you're 5-1, then all right, Brock, you're 89% healthy. Let's get you to 93. And then they beat Atlanta. Let's get you to 97. You're under less pressure at that point, I think, to not rush him back, but to turn to him if he's not totally ready.
I will totally surprise you and say no.
I know.
But,
yeah.
But not for the reason that you think.
Not because you're the president of Brockistan?
No, but I'm keeping that title.
Yep.
Did I win the election again this week?
Always.
Thank you.
Landslide.
Thank you. That's exciting. I'll
tell my one name on the ballot.
Tell my constituents.
One of those classic one name on the ballot elections.
Once again, done a really good job. No, like, here's what I would say. I find the whole conversation fascinating from the standpoint of we feel like we know these percentages and we don't. I subscribe to week league, and you'll hear coaches say that a lot. Matt LaFleur said it earlier this year when he got really ticked at one of his players when they were 2-0, and they did an interview where they're like, I think we can go undefeated. And newsflash, the Packers haven't won a game since. They've had a bye, a tie, and a loss at Cleveland, and they're 2-1-1. And LaFleur's like, I keep telling these guys, he goes, I'm obviously not talking loud enough. This is a week-to-week league. Now, Brock Purdy did some work on the side today. So can you tell me unequivocally that he's not 100% Wednesday? I mean, I know it feels like that, and some people are like, you're never going to be 100% with turf toe. I don't know. I don't know. And the other thing is, the most under-discussed thing over the last 2 weeks is Max hurt too. And the chances of him coming out of this game with an injury designation, I would argue, seem pretty high. So to me, there's enough fuzziness around this in terms of which one is the healthier quarterback, is Brock close to 100%, and what if they win, but it's like an ugly one? What if it's a defensive struggle? What if they win 13-10? So I'm not going to tell you no 100% he shouldn't start by any stretch. But I want to know those circumstances. And I think that's fair. I want to know, did Mac actually play well? I want to know, is he healthy? And then I would love some sort of definition on Brock's health that we still don't have. The 49ers, I don't even know which foot it is. Do you?
No.
I don't even know which foot
it
is.
I think it's the right, but we all were having this debate out there in the green room about which one it is. And, you know, for me, the fact that he's already out and he probably won't make the trip, I would guess, because if you're out, why would you fly him to Tampa for him to be out?
A little moral support.
Yeah, but
maybe
come on.
Tell Mac, like, on this third down play, here's what works. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know if that really has added value on a 6-hour flight, and I've made that flight, boop, and it's, you know, it's a little bit longer than you think. So if you think that Brock is close, you leave Brock here, he gets treatment, he gets better, and then maybe he starts against Atlanta. But for me, it becomes more about where you are in the season. It's October. And if you rush Brock back, and I know it wouldn't be rushing him back.
I don't know.
And maybe he gets hurt against Atlanta. Well, now he might be out another month.
No, I'm not. I'm certainly not in favor of that. Let's squeeze one in. Hassan in Milpitas, 888-957-9570. The question is, if the Niners win with Mac Jones on Sunday, do you automatically already want to sign up for another one on Sunday Night Football next weekend? Hassan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, all right. Yeah, so my I personally believe that you just keep rolling with it, right? I mean, if the guy's playing well, he's winning games, you got a really great defense, you got players around him that are like believe in him, they support him. So I think the team just rolls with it. Now, you guys made a good point. If he's struggling, if they lose a game, you know, those wins really cover a lot of the issues. So I think you just keep rolling with him. I like what I've seen with Mac Jones, and I even liked him back in when he got drafted with the Patriots. It was really polarizing. Like, you know, how does this guy, you know, going to fill in the shoes of Tom Brady? So he fits really well in Shanahan's system, and he's showing it. I mean, I know he's a little banged up, but, you know, that's my thoughts. I'll kind of take your comments off air.
Okay.
One other thing. I wanted to comment on one more thing. It was not Belichick in New England. It was all Tom Brady. So thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, Hassan. Appreciate it. I mean, I think most people, I don't think anything is ever all one person. I don't think that's how sports works.
No.
But, I mean, Tom certainly, I remember when we were doing that argument. Bill or Brady?
Sure.
Brady. Yeah, I mean, he won the argument with what happened in Tampa.
I guess, but what happened in that first season, and Drew Bledsoe joined the morning show yesterday, AFC championship game, Brady gets hurt, and he is knocked out. They're up 7-3, and Bledsoe comes in, and they score a touchdown, and Bledsoe leads them to the victory, and they basically took Pittsburgh apart with Drew, and then 2 weeks later, back to Tom.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, no, like, I mean... Yes, there's things happening around these people, coaching for sure. All right, there's more to add on this as to why this one might be Mac's most important game yet. And I'll tell you why on that coming up. But we'd love to hear from as many of you as possible. Jonathan, Matt, 888-957-9570 is the number. If the Niners win with Mac Sunday, do you definitely want to hand him Sunday Night Football at home the next week? Kickoff show this Sunday with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings at 11 a.m. So if you're looking for somewhere to watch the early games, Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale's the spot. The Gold Rush girls will be there. Get yourself a picture. The next home game, Sunday night, October 19th. Lo and Evan will be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3. Sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium now. First come, first serve. So hit that Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up right now. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Springwater. Happy Friday, y'all. Let's do this. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I love this show, man. You know, 95.7, man. You know, I'm a gamer.
On 95.7, The Game.
I have a Giants take that I want to give you later.
All right. I look forward to it.
Today's not a Giants day.
I've got a little bit of a Giants take, too.
You do?
Yeah. Okay. Jackson Dart got concussed.
I'm a Giants fan.
Like, what do we do in NFL?
No, not that Giants.
Oh, wrong Giants?
No, but dude, nice pick.
Thank you.
Nice pick.
Yeah, the pick was in. Lucas, are you there? Yeah. 18-5, my friends. Hello. Well,
these guys over here, though, I'm going to not, like, have their back, but I feel like some people, they're fading you just because it's almost like, well, somebody's got to.
The math is there.
Like, when they're trying to keep you honest. And so, like, you make your pick, and nobody's clapping. You've made this
less fun.
Well, it's boringly fascinating, so it's not boring. But it's like, You've taken our powers from us.
Pretty funny, Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? You're 18-5. What kind of moron is going to come down your road if you lose? Oh, you're 18-6. Like, that's incredible still. So, like, I can't. There's nothing. And last night was different because you saw, like, I was firmly with you.
Yep.
I thought that was a terrible spread. I didn't think the Giants were going to win by 17 points. Boy, that felt like a bubble bath, though. I love watching the Eagles
Dude,
implode.
No doubt.
That's so fun.
So
but
fun.
Anyway, like that was, to me, giving the Giants more than a touchdown in their home building. I felt great about that one, too. But yeah, what's anybody going to say to you, dude?
Yeah.
You're 18-5. That is unbelievable dominance.
Even if I lose the Niners and Sunday night, I'm 18-7, which would be 72%.
Dude.
Heading into Monday.
You could lose both the Monday night games, too, and you're still rocking two out of every three.
Yep.
And by the way, you ain't going to do that.
No.
You're not going to go 0-4 this weekend.
And the picks are in.
Are they? Monday night, too?
No. Well, okay.
Okay.
But, it's interesting because the Niner pick, the pick was in, and as I've gone deep, and I shared with you guys the link, and I don't know if you guys actually are that into it as I am.
No,
like,
I didn't have time today, but I was like, ooh, I want to look at that.
It's a super deep dive.
Yeah.
Like, there's a website where you can see every point spread for the past, I don't know, 30 or 40 years and how that spread does, and there's different things you can search for. And what I found is that Shanahan on the road as a dog, pretty good.
Pretty
17-13.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Against the spread.
Yep.
And what is the official number now that we have quarterback clarity to some degree? Is it a field goal? Is it two? Somewhere in there?
Oh, no, I think it's 3.5. It was.
3.5?
I thought.
The
yeah.
Tampa's favored more than a field goal?
It is currently sitting at 3.5.
3.5, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yep.
So there you go. And the pick is in, huh?
The pick is in.
All right, and then Sunday night, what's the spread? Lions and Chiefs.
It is
Lions and Chiefs. Chiefs by 2.5.
Yep.
Really?
In Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah, they've been favored for a while.
Oh, delicious. I love rooting against the Chiefs in prime time. That's one of my favorite non-work activities.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
I mean, there are others that are
that's a
it,
dinner bet with Steiny and Guru. We said they will not make the playoffs. Huh? They said they will make the playoffs. And based on today's crossover, it may be a DoorDash gift card.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody said the dinner had to be together.
Correct.
We're like, we did that with my parents one year. They got so upset with us. My sister and I, we wanted to get my parents an anniversary gift. And I think it was just when my sister started to drive. So we drove them into the city and we pulled up. I can't remember the restaurant. We pulled up to the restaurant. They opened the door to get out. And we're like, okay, have a good time. And they're like, you're not coming with us? We're like, no, we can't afford dinner for four.
Right.
Dinner for two is plenty.
And you're our parents.
Have a great time.
Right. Like, the last thing we want to do is hang out with
you. We're going to eat with you.
That's pretty funny.
We're going to go do some other stuff. All right. Speaking of doing some other stuff, let's go to the phones. And again, if Mac Jones is, and actually we shouldn't even, I guess, say this, he's questionable, but the plan is for Mac Jones to start this weekend. Brock Purdy is out. That is official. If the Niners beat the Bucs and get to 5-1, do you want to sign up now with Sharpie for Mac Jones on Sunday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons at Levi's next week? Dibbs says yes. I say no, but only because of circumstances. It's not because of anything other than, I don't even know, is Mac healthy coming out of this game? When people say, well, Brock's not 100%, I don't know when you're supposed to, when is he 100%? Tomorrow? Thanksgiving? Anywhere in between, I have no idea. I will briefly say this about Mac Jones. This is the one that'll really knock my socks off if he wins. The Thursday game, no doubt. That was super impressive against the Rams. But the Bucs blitz like crazy. Mac is not mobile to begin with. He's extra not mobile this weekend. The Bucs' run defense is solid. Niners haven't been able to run it against anyone, so it doesn't even matter. The point is, Mac's going to have to be really good. Mac's going to have to make quick, amazing decisions and execute nicely. Hopefully, Juwan is in there. I'd love to get him another big target out there, third down. But, like, Mac's going to have, if he can win this one, it is going to take a wonderful performance. So if he does it, sure, the confidence grows to another level. Absolutely.
And I do think that the record makes it so that you can be extra, extra cautious with Brock, because you and I both agree that when Brock is healthy, Brock gets the job. And I think that's the reality of where we are with this situation. And Drew Bledsoe on earlier with the Joes in the morning roast. And in 2001, he had his entire body lacerated. And so Brady played great. And then Brady got hurt and Bledsoe came off the bench and led them to the Super Bowl. And then 2 weeks later, back to Brady. And so there's a certain amount of, like, you can't lose your job to injury. You can. And so for now, I think if Mac Jones keeps winning, he keeps the job.
Yeah, that's the part that I don't necessarily see. Like, I'm talking about next week.
Right.
The idea that Mac, like, plays until he loses, that I would totally disagree with.
Well, it's week to week. And,
yeah, it's a week to week league.
I do think that if he wins at Tampa, then he gets Atlanta. And if he wins against Atlanta at home, well, then we start to look at, the next game on the schedule.
Again, I wish that we had, like, the x-rays of Brock's toe. I wish that we knew how healthy he was. Is he halfway there? Is he three quarters of the way there? Is he almost there? Like, that's what I would want to know. Because to me, if he's fully out of the danger zone, if that even exists, then largely the idea would be he plays the next game. But I don't know if he's there. I don't know if he's ever going to be there this year.
Yep.
You know, the turf toe thing seems so mysterious to people, and it's got so many levels to it.
And it sounds innocuous, like, ooh, right. Turf toe.
Yeah, you hurt your toe.
Right. I mean, you got turf toe. You stubbed your toe. And this is more than that.
It's like, way more than that.
Right. And if we talk about bilateral Achilles tendonitis, now all of us have a shiver down our spine. And that's basically like, yeah, your legs hurt. And I know it's more than that, and it can lead to the Achilles tear, but turf toe sounds like, you know, something from Nickelodeon.
Right. Well, and just in general, toe.
Like, you got slimed.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Although that does look gross. Jonathan in the city, let's hear from y'all, okay? Hey, Jonathan, thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, thanks for letting me on, guys. I just want to say, hell yeah. And for a simple reason, there's something magical about being under Kyle Shanahan for the first 2 years. You look at Jimmy, right? He went from his first 2 years, first year, very good, and then he went, feels great, baby. Brock Purdy, very similar. First 2 years, very solid. What a ride and all that. So why would this be different? This guy now stands 6'4", bigger than Jimmy and Brock, with a stronger arm. So like I said, man, let it ride. Let's go, Mac. Let's go Niners.
Jonathan, thanks. I don't necessarily see the whole two-year comp thing. I get what he's getting at, although Jimmy Garoppolo's trip to the Super Bowl was technically his third year with the Niners if you count the acquisition year, number one. Number two, I don't want to just dismiss the year 2 years later where Jimmy ended up in the NFC title game again, even though that was an up and down year and everything, and then they made the run at the end. I tend to look at it in a different way, which is we see a lot of quarterbacks maximize who they can be under Kyle Shanahan, and I think that's who Jimmy was. I think that's who Brock Purdy has been and will continue to be, and now we're getting our first glimpse for a month here as to whether or not that can be true for Mac Jones as well, and the early returns are good.
Right, and the early returns are that everybody is better with Kyle, and you can go to C.J. Beathard and Nick Mullins. They were better with Kyle.
That's true.
Now, it turns out that they were pretty much mediocre with Kyle, but elsewhere they've been
bad.
Unplayable and bad. And Trey Lance is a little bit of a different case because he didn't get much time here, but he's got no sniff elsewhere other than August football. So literally every quarterback has been better here than they've been better there. Sam Darnold is an example where he got one game here and they lost, whatever. You didn't really get to see Sam Darnold here, but he would say that Brock Purdy's the guy who helped him go out and be better elsewhere. So, yeah, like, where's Josh Dobbs now? Where's Brandon Allen? Are those guys suddenly, like, tearing it up? No, they're not. So you're better here with Kyle than you are there. And so in the short term, if Mac is better here and he's this good here and he keeps winning, then he keeps playing. To me.
Yeah.
To me.
I don't think to them, though. Like, that, to me, that's all I'm saying on that one. That's too, it's too much of a blanket statement. Like, I do not believe that the 49ers can say right now, you play till you lose. Like, that covers too many other things that we don't know about. We don't know about Brock's health. We don't know about Mac's health. We don't know what's going on in the standings. We don't know if Mac Jones continues to win, if it's because he's playing well or not. Do you know what I mean? Like, if all of them had looked like the Arizona game, would you just be like, he plays till he loses? Because that one to me was like
shaky.
Like, you're right, you won. The New Orleans game I thought was really nice, and the Rams game, when you add in the circumstances, was really impressive.
Oh, yeah.
The Arizona game was like, well, you won. You won, and nice job with your two-minute drive. Like, I give you credit, but I didn't think that was a great game for Mac Jones.
No, they won 16-15, and he was, you know, a little bit shaky. He threw a big pick, and
sure
your defense
did.
Bailed you out and the rest of it. So it all is very contextual, and you look at the schedule, though, and if you win at Tampa, you've got Atlanta at home, and you'll be favored. You go to Houston, you'll be favored. You go to the Giants, you'll be favored. And then you've got the Rams at home, and already we're into, like, November.
I know, but don't blow off. I noticed this a second ago in looking at the schedule. The Atlanta game next week, okay, you're right, you'll be totally favored. But from the quarterbacking perspective, the next three games, two of them on the road, Houston and the Giants, followed by the Rams trip here, those are three no joke defensive lines. I know the Giants, you look at the Giants and you're like, they suck. The Giants can rush the passer, and the Giants gave Jalen Hurts some problems last night. They've got Burns, they've got Thibodeau. They've got action rushing the passer. And that's also MetLife Stadium. Whatever you think about that turf and all of that stuff, like, you have to circumstantially,
yep,
they may not be great teams. You'll be favored, but, you know, in Houston, man, I love their defense. I don't love their team,
no,
but I love their defense. So you got to factor all those things in with regard to how you see the quarterback perform and whether that's the right spot to bring someone back or not or whatever.
And I did the whole schedule Sam thing before the year, and I did it again today because going into the year, the Niners' opponents had a 4-15 winning percentage based on last year. And if you look at where those teams are now, the teams that they will play or have played, the winning percentage is almost 500. It's about 490.
Okay.
Tampa's better, and your whole division is better. Indianapolis is better.
Yep.
New Orleans got a win. Carolina's now quietly got two wins.
I mean,
but if you want to just look at one loss for who you play and who you will play. The Giants now have two wins, and so your schedule, Sam, look at the Niners, the teams that they knew they were going to play and what they were, they're actually better now than they were last year.
There's that, and the Niners are worse just because of people who aren't available.
Right, although they're 4-1.
Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah. All right, Matt in San Jose next. Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, guys?
Yo.
So, To answer the question, I'm going to have to put on the Greg Cosell hat because you got to evaluate all the factors here. And like you said, it's a week-to-week league. But, you know, the smartest of fans won't answer this type of question until Friday. You know what I mean? So, like, the questions that rise up are going to be stuff like, who else is returning besides possibly Brock? When you ask, do you want Mac Jones? Well, who else is coming back?
Yep.
If it's Pearsall and Jennings and Kittle, well, then maybe I want my starting quarterback with those guys. But if it's Kendrick Bourne and Jake Tongis and Sky Moore and MVS, well, Mac Jones is winning with those guys. And if he goes out and beats the high-flying Tampa Bay offense with those guys, then yeah, hell yeah, I'll give him Atlanta on Sunday night. Go home, go in front of your fans in a primetime game, and ball out. I don't care what the outcome of that is. We can reevaluate the quarterback position afterwards.
Matt, that's totally fair. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate the call. I think about it this way too, and I the Niners aren't thinking this way because they put $265 million into them. I don't think that their ego is that fragile that they're worried about how to present Brock Purdy to the public. The guy's been to two lengthy playoff runs already. I think they've got plenty of confidence. But if this were a rookie, like we talked a lot about this with regard to Jackson Dart at the beginning of the year, we all knew he was going to take the job from Russell Wilson. And the question was when. And I thought it would have been later in the season because the Giants are thinking about what's called a soft landing spot.
Right.
In other words, we're not winning the Super Bowl this year. What's the right time to present Jackson Dart to our fans? Well, they had to move it up because Russell was so bad.
Oh, my God.
And the Giants were so bad that they moved it up, and actually they landed him in a spot that I didn't think they would. It was a home game. That's the right thing to do, but it was the Chargers, which is a really good defense. Well, then the kid went out there and beat him. So now it's like, all right, now we can swagger into the room. Then he goes and loses to New Orleans,
right,
which is what I thought his landing spot was going to be.
Five turnovers,
yep,
on offense.
And then he comes back and beats the Eagles on prime time. So wonderful start. Now to the point where if he even misses a play, his coach chases him into the blue tent because he wants him back out on the field so badly. Now transfer that to the 49ers because this is the potential for embarrassment, which is Matt keeps winning. But then you bring Brock back because he's healthy and he doesn't play well. And you lose. And that's going to get all of the buzzards really, really going. So do you think about the landing spot? And I would argue, obviously, this is all based on health. You don't rush him if he's not healthy. But the softest landing spot in the near term for Brock is next week. There's no question. It's a home game. It's prime time. The Falcons defense scares no one. But after that, the Texans on the road, MetLife Stadium, and the Giants pass rush, followed by the Rams. Your next somewhat soft landing spot is Thanksgiving week at home on Monday night against the Panthers.
Fair, yeah.
And that's six more games from now.
But if you're paying a guy $265 million, thinking about soft landing spot. And I know you're not paying him yet, and that's been the thing that I've been beating into everyone's head. But if you think that your guy is the dude, and they do, and you do, and I also do, when he is healthy, I don't give a crap about a landing spot. You're Brock Purdy, dog. You've been to the Super Bowl. You've been to two NFC Championship games, and we're paying you to be that guy. Like Jackson Dart, fine. Soft landing spot, and you want to, you know, get the rookie in there, and you want to make it a little bit easier on him. And quietly, Jackson Dart and the Giants at Denver, at Philly rematch game, and then they host the Niners. So all you Jackson Dart fantasy people, you may want to like find another quarterback because his next three games are going to be tough.
Well, I am one of those Jackson Dart fantasy people. Unfortunately, I didn't listen to you last night.
Yeah.
Now, Mac may go out and outscore him. He may. So I'm not.
He's allowed to.
We're not wrong yet. But Jackson's got legs, man. He's like ZZ Top. That sucker will go out there and run, and that helps in fantasy.
No doubt.
Did you give me a three?
I gave you a three. Because it's a 47-year-old reference?
I know. About to give me a five, though. You ready for what I'm about to say next?
Talk to me.
Steve Young at 315.
Let's go, Steve Young.
Okay. All right.
Steve Young at 315.
Steve Young at 315. But not before Bobby in Los Altos. Hi, Bobby. What you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Look, obviously, the Bucs have been probably the most exciting watch this season, as well as the Niners. I mean, the only exception is if the Cardinals are holding a lead, then you got to watch which historic way they can poop in their pants. But, given how close both teams have won out at the end, I'm going to just make a prediction first. I fully expect a blowout, meaning over 10 points. So I don't think this is going to be a close game. I don't know who's going to win, but I think this spread is going to be over 10 points.
Huh.
So I don't know how that goes against Dibstradamus, but that's my prediction. So as it relates to Mac and Brock, look, I think you just got to go with a hot hand. I think this idea of you can't bench an injured, you know, a player that's injured, I just think that's like a historical thing that we say, kind of like, hey, you can't flip your bat or you can't go for it when you're on your side of the 50. I just think it's something that we're so used to saying, but analytics or whatever, I just feel like that won't be as taboo going forward. And so what I'm going to say is it's based on context. For this game, if Mac wins us the game, not if the Niners win as a team, but if we see that Mac was the main contributor to the win, then you got to go with the hot hand. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, for the degenerates out there, when you're playing Baccarat, you know, banker wins five times in a row. Of course, it's a 50-50 chance as banker or player, blue or red for the uninitiated. But you just got to go red because you got to go with the hot hand. I mean, it defies logic per se, but you don't want to break that streak, and that's kind of how I feel with Mac. If he is the reason we win, then I think you just got to start him, even though it's at home and against probably not a very intimidating defense against Atlanta. And then finally, can I just say this? The Niners better be ready to play, because I think human nature would say Tampa's, you know, not starting their two starting wide receivers. They have an injured running back. So three injuries to offensive stars. I don't know if that sounds familiar to anybody, but that was like us 8 days ago. So please, Niners, I know you're all listening. Don't let this be a trap game, even though it's an away game. Don't be sleeping on this. And boys, I definitely had you winning all out, not just covering the spread. So please help Bobby out.
Okay, Bobby,
I love it, Bobby, third person.
I don't think the Niners can go in this Sunday and be like, oh, we're overlooking Tampa because they were hurt. Bobby says this was the Niners 8 days ago. I hate to break it to everybody, it's still the Niners today.
Right.
Maybe Juwan is back, and other than that, the only difference between Thursday night a week and a half ago and this game coming up this weekend is Mac is even more hurt this time than he was last time.
And Mac Jones did not, quote, win that game. If you want to, like, close your eyes and remember,
that was going
to
be my next
question.
The
Rams were on the doorstep with 1:07 to go, and you had one timeout.
Yep.
And if they just run, oh, and then we score, you lose that game. So Mac Jones didn't, quote, win the game. They all won the game.
I was going to ask, how would you define if Mac wins the game? So we can get into that a little bit further coming up next. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. If Mac wins Sunday, if the Niners win Sunday, do you automatically say, we want Mac again next weekend, Sunday Night Football, at Levi's Stadium? Steve Young in 20 minutes on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.